Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, Mutt at Night on WEEI.
All right, final hour of Mutt at Night. We'll get to what happened tonight in Oklahoma City. We'll get to all your phone calls. President Trump speaking right now to the nation on the coronavirus. Go there now.
The World Health Organization officially announced that this is a global pandemic. We have been in frequent contact with our allies, and we are marshaling the full power of the federal government and the private sector to protect the American people. This is the most aggressive and comprehensive effort to confront a foreign virus in modern history. I am confident that by counting and continuing to take these tough measures, we will significantly reduce the threat to our citizens. And we will ultimately and expeditiously defeat this virus. From the beginning of time, nations and people have faced unforeseen challenges, including large-scale and very dangerous health threats. This is the way it always was and always will be. It only matters how you respond, and we are responding with great speed and professionalism. Our team is the best anywhere in the world. At the very start of the outbreak, we instituted sweeping travel restrictions on China and put in place the first federally mandated quarantine in over 50 years. We declared a public health emergency and issued the highest level of travel warning on other countries as the virus spread its horrible infection. And taking early, intense action, we have seen dramatically fewer cases of the virus in the United States than are now present in Europe. The European Union failed to take the same precautions and restrict travel from China and other hotspots. As a result, a large number of new clusters in the United States were seeded by travelers from Europe. After consulting with our top government health professionals, I have decided to take several strong but necessary actions to protect the health and well-being of all Americans. To keep new cases from entering our shores, we will be suspending all travel from Europe to the United States for the next 30 days. The new rules will go into effect Friday at midnight. These restrictions will be adjusted subject to conditions on the ground. There will be exemptions for Americans who have undergone appropriate screenings, and these prohibitions will not only apply to the tremendous amount of trade and cargo, but various other things as we get approval. Anything coming from Europe to the United States is what we are discussing. These restrictions will also not apply to the United Kingdom. At the same time, we are monitoring the situation in China and the South Korea. And as their situation improves, we will reevaluate the restrictions and warnings that are currently in place for a possible early opening. Earlier this week, I met with the leaders of health insurance industry.
All right, we'll pull it down from there. We'll continue to roll on the president. But the big one there, and maybe he will announce some more changes here in a second, but they are going to suspend all travel from Europe for the next 30 days. It's going to go to effect on, tomorrow at midnight, or Friday at midnight, I'm sorry. So, yeah, if you're, I guess you're traveling to Europe, it's time to come home. Now, the other part of that is also important. They're calling trade and other cargo part of the conversation as well. So this is a pretty strong measure by the president. I don't know if it is. I don't know if it's going to stop the spread of coronavirus, but I what I wanted as a citizen tonight, I wanted to make sure that there was something put in place by the federal government that made me feel like they were taking this seriously. And if you are going to stop all travel from Europe, that to me is a pretty serious sign and a pretty strong sign that you're taking this seriously. Now, I don't know if it's going to completely stop it, but suspending of all travel from Europe for the next 30 days, according to President Trump, it'll have a lot of effect on a lot of people. But given the situation, I have no problem with it whatsoever. And I'm sure many of you out there don't have a problem either, because it's becoming pretty clear with the World Health Organization, calling this a pandemic earlier today, that we're dealing with something that we don't quite have a grasp of. And people have compared it to the flu. And we spent the open of the show tonight. We'll tell you what happened in sports tonight, which was crazy, what happened in Oklahoma City. But it's not the flu, because we don't have all the details yet. And if that means people that were going to go to Europe and travel there and had vacations planned and honeymoons, and this is the right thing to do until we get a grasp on what is going on. And even then, after 30 days, who the hell knows at this point, given how rapidly this thing rose in China, given how rapidly this thing rose in Italy. I'm going to be shocked if our lives are going to be right back to normal after 30 days. So there's a proposal for payroll tax relief for businesses. There's a ban on travel from Europe. There was also the classic Trump in there, my president, bragging about how he the changes here in the United States were better than what Europe did. He's always got to point out that he's better than some other country, better than some other situations. So I'm not sure what I was expecting tonight. There were very few leaks about what the president was going to say, but this at least gives me hope they're taking this seriously. This at least gives me hope that they are treating this like it is a big deal, that it is not just the flu, that it is not just the common cold gone out of control, as many people have said, and that it has a chance to affect our economy long term, has a chance to affect our society long term. And the White House seems to get that now. The president seems to get that now, though I'm not sure, again, why he had to brag about being better than Europe. Nothing to do with us here in this country. But this seems like the right thing to do. I don't know as much about the payroll benefits and the options there for companies that are dealing with this. I'm sure there are companies that are going to want to have some relief, because they're paying people to work and want to pay people to work even when they're sick. They don't want to take their pay away, but they're not making any money. I mean, this is going to have an impact here. It's going to impact the travel business here, obviously, coming back from Europe. And it's going to affect, eventually, travel in this country. Like, it's not crazy to think that there'd be some sort of travel ban that the airlines put in place, where if you're sick, they screen you, and you're sick, you can't travel. Like, that seems to me to be a pretty big possibility here after the president tonight announced they're suspending all travel from Europe for the next 30 days. So we'll get your reactions to that. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Twitter at MuttWEEI. Meanwhile, from Oklahoma City tonight, and don't worry about the Trump sound right now, Nick. Put that to the side. I want you to play the PA announcer here in a second. I'll give you a second to set it up. So if you missed this just last hour, this Oklahoma City Thunder are playing the Utah Jazz. And they're about to play the game, and the players go off the court before the game, and then a few minutes later, if you're in the building, you hear this from the PA announcer.
The game tonight has been postponed. You're all safe. And take your time in leaving the arena tonight and do so in an orderly fashion. Thank you for coming out tonight. We are all safe.
We are all safe. So they have not announced yet why the game is postponed, okay? But there is an ESPN report that is saying that a trainer ran on the court right before the game and asked the teams to go back to the locker room. James Huffley covers the Oklahoma City Thunder. Rudy Gobert and Emmanuel Mudiay are being taken to Mercy Medical Center in downtown Oklahoma City to be tested for the coronavirus. This should provide reasoning as to why the Jazz Thunder game was canceled. And we said this earlier in the show, talking about how sports teams and leagues and franchises are dealing with this. If Rudy Gobert has the coronavirus, forget the NBA. It's all going to be off for a month. NBA, NHL, XFL, NCAA tournament will all be off for a month if Gobert or Moutier end up testing positive for the coronavirus. And the leagues are doing the right thing right now in saying we're going to play games in front of no fans. And this will end tonight, the NBA fans being there. So if you're in an NBA game right now, an NHL game right now, you're going to probably be at the last live sporting event in our country with fans, I would think, for a long, long time. There are also some colleges that have not yet said the fans won't be there in front of the crowd. Like the Big East tournament, I believe, right? Nick, can you confirm that? The Big East tournament has not yet said fans won't be there at Madison Square Garden. I don't think they have. The AAC tournament did tonight. They said fans will not be there. But this is, we're going into a period now where these conferences that have not yet said fans won't be there, or fans will be there, won't be there. Go ahead, Nick. I'm sorry.
So just the Big Ten and Big 12 have said that, not the Big East yet.
Okay, so they're all going to do it at some point if they play these games all together. If Gobert or Moutier of the Jazz test positive, it's over. And we will be talking about, I guess, Tom Brady free agency, but it won't be live games for a while on Sports Talk Radio. But again, that's not confirmed yet. I don't want to start that rumor tonight on the air. We're going off the reporting of ESPN and SportsCenter and the folks in Oklahoma City who right now are leaving the stadium there and being told they're safe, but they don't know why the game was postponed. Although now with those two guys and the Utah Jazz going to get tested, then it could be an issue. And so it's to be expected when this happens, you're going to have some famous people and some big names that test positive for coronavirus. This is not a sports breaking news, but just a couple minutes ago on Deadline.com, coronavirus hits the Elvis Presley film. Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson hit by the bug. So now you're hearing from people that are not just these people that are in nursing homes, people you don't know, but according to Deadline.com, Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson testing positive. Both were down in Australia for the pre-production of the Elvis Presley film from Warner Brothers. In the film, a two-time Oscar winner, Hanks, plays Presley's longtime manager, Colonel Tom Parker. Deadline received a statement directly from Hanks. Hello, folks. Rita and I are down here in Australia. We feel a bit tired, like we had colds, some body aches. Rita had some chills that came and went, slight fevers, too. To play things right, as is needed in the world right now, we were tested for the coronavirus and found to be positive. Well, now what to do next? There's protocols in place. We'll keep you posted. Take care of yourselves, Tom Hanks. This is according to Deadline.com. So Tom Hanks testing positive for coronavirus. Rudy Gobert and Emmanuel Moutier now being tested at Oklahoma City Hospital. And away we go. This was how it was going to happen. It was going to be a matter of not if, but when. Big names, athletes, stars, etc. Got struck with this thing. Hanks, is important to point out, was in Australia when it happened. So it was not on our soil. It happened somewhere else. So that's where we are right now. NCAA tournament, no fans. An NBA game shut down tonight, we think, because of two players who were sick. The NBA, it sounds like tomorrow is going to announce, at least according to ESPN, that they're very close to saying no more fans at their games the rest of the year. ESPN also speculated, Adrian Wojnarowski, that the Board of Trustees was talking about postponing games altogether. They have not done that yet, nor is the NHL. But it does feel like we're getting to a point where fans won't be at games at a minimum, at an absolute minimum, and I have zero problem with it. We don't know enough about what's going on right now. People can't get tested quickly enough and in a timely fashion to know, should we go into a game, should we not be going to a game. We can't trust people, quite frankly, to not go to live events right now anyway, given what's going on. And so if you want to protect people, and decide that you want to not have live events with a lot of people and a huge crowd, then I'm all for it. That should be the case. And if we get to a point where a player tests positive, shut the whole thing down for a month. Postpone the NBA regular season, NHL, start the playoffs on time, go with the records right now, whatever you got to do. Because the larger these gatherings are, the quicker this thing is going to spread. And sports is for us in Sports Talk Radio and for you listening right now who are not listening to hear Trump but want to hear Brady stuff and the Celtics and Bruins, it's a little getaway. Here's the reality in this case. Sports is not going to be our getaway because a lot of the sports that we love and we used to get away from real life every night or every Sunday, every Saturday, whatever your vice is when it comes to sports – whatever sport you love, or you want to sit down and not think about your mortgage for a couple of hours, not think about your relationship, want to think about work. Work sucked today. I don't care. I want to watch the Celtics and not think about that for 2 hours. Here's the issue for all of us. We're not going to get that luxury because sports is going to be affected. And because sports is played in front of these big crowds, it's going to be affected more than a lot of things. And so we'll continue to monitor this stuff. I'm curious if people think not only about the ban on fans at these games, the idea these games will be shut down. We had callers earlier saying it was un-American. Well, these players get it. What are you supposed to do? You're quarantined for 2 hours at a minimum, 2 weeks at a minimum. And then from there, like, what teams do you quarantine? Just the team where the players are found to have coronavirus? The teams they played? Teams that played a week ago? They're in a tough spot. And if they can do anything at this point to slow down what's a pandemic, I am all for it. Because what you don't want is what you had tonight in the NBA. That sounds scary as hell. Can we hear the PA announcer again? This to me sounds scary. If I'm at that game tonight, right now, and I'm about to sit down for Thunder Jazz, the Wednesday night NBA, and the game's about to start, and according to one ESPN report, a trainer ran on the court to stop the game. They went back to the locker room, eventually came back and postponed the game. If you're at a game that sounded like this, and the PA announcer goes on and says something like this, you're pretty scared. You end up being scared, I think. I would be. And you want to avoid this in these leagues as much as possible so that you don't scare fans away from games going forward.
Game tonight has been postponed. You're all safe. And take your time in leaving the arena tonight and do so in an orderly fashion. Thank you for coming out tonight. We are all safe.
We are all safe. God, it's supposed to be reassuring. It's supposed to be reassuring. It doesn't sound reassuring to me. So the NCAA tournament, no fans, and that thing might not go off as expected. The NBA sounds like no fans, but who would be surprised if one of the players tests positive, if they shut that thing down? The NHL, we've gotten no word yet tonight, correct? Any word from the NHL guys back there? I don't think so.
The NHL, no, but the Sharks and the Blue Jackets.
Columbus Blue Jackets, yes, in Ohio. Good job by you, Nick. So it's a very rapidly moving story. As we get live updates, we'll pass them along. And now tonight with that Oklahoma City Thunder game, Rudy Gobert and Emmanuel Mudiay have gone to the hospital reportedly to get tested for COVID-19. Anything else I'm missing, boys?
That should just about cover it so far.
Poor Dylan back there wearing a Donovan Mitchell shirt. It's not a good night for your boy. Deal. Not a good night.
Not at all. Horrible night.
Nick is in Massachusetts, 617-779-7937. Hi, Nick.
Hey.
What's up, man?
So, the little clip-it that you played with the Donald Trump thing, you guys remember when he said just a couple days ago about he's still going to continue to shake people's hands, right?
He did. He did say that.
So, now he's, like, really, really backpedaling, and this, like, I really believe, like, being an election year, they're blowing this. It's really like what was the word? What would be the word?
I don't know.
Hysteria. It would be like trying to blow it out of proportion. Like, they're making it bigger than what it is.
Why do you say that, Nick? What's being blown out of proportion in your mind?
The hysteria behind the coronavirus.
Well, what if in particular, what I'm asking for examples of what's the thing that they're doing that you're saying, boy, why are they doing that? Like, well, flights from Europe and large groups. Right, so, I mean, these are all things that I would do.
All right. So as far as what Trump just said with the little clip that you played, my opinion, they should have shut down our borders when it started a month ago in China, when it was still in Europe. They should have shut the borders down and stopped allowing incoming flights a month ago when everything started blowing up and it started getting big and started getting
from China. They did stop and screen people right away. That happened.
How long ago?
3 weeks ago. Did they start late, Nick? They probably did. But why do you then criticize the president tonight for trying to now stop these flights from Europe and say, you know what, we are going to put some things in place, try to help our country?
Well, all right, so don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not like an avid anti-Trump person. I voted for Trump. Like, I think he's not that bad of a president. He's not a bad person for this country. Like, but I just think they're a little bit behind the ball. And what the clip that you played, it, to me, what I heard him saying was, you know, trying to catch up because they were behind the ball. I mean, that's why I called them, because I just
Nick, I'm not a medical expert. I mean, so you think they should have done more earlier? That's your point?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you might be right. You might be right. I mean, there are plenty of people that thought, you know, weeks ago there should have been different actions taken. Right? I mean, but it's at its core, the biggest issue for me was the mixed messages we got from a lot of different people. You know, one expert says this, another expert says that. You know, Trump, I think what hurt him, forget the actions, but sort of mocking this thing and saying we're going to beat it, and then even bragging there about being better than Europe. I have no idea. But I do know that right now, it's when the World Health Organization calls it a pandemic, and things like H1N1 and other, you know, SARS, one of the versions of SARS, those things were bad. They never got to pandemic status. They never got to that point. And when you have a death rate that is significantly higher than the flu, 10 times as worse, that was said today by the White House doctor, you know, 10 times worse potentially and 10 times more deadly potentially than the flu. Well, that's, you find a way to contain it. And unfortunately for us in sports, it's going to affect us. I'm saying more than everybody, because people are going to be affected a lot worse than have some games postponed. But normally, like when real life stuff happens, you get sports to fall back on. You watch your game, you don't think about that. It's okay. I don't want to think about what's going on with in the Middle East right now. I'm going to go watch the Bruins. Like, that's, I'm going to sit down and not think, yeah, the job, oh my God, my boss is busting my balls again. I can't believe I'm not going to make my number for the second straight quarter. Not going to make that bonus. Golf league's not going, like, you can sit down and avoid it for, like, you know, 2 hours. 3 hours in the case of football. For a month, I don't think we're going to have that. I think our sports are going to look a lot different between now and, say, early April. You know, events that I love, the NCAA tournament, the Kentucky Derby, MLB opening day, NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, all these things are going to look different because of this. And you know what? I'm okay with it, man. I am okay with it given you know, how bad this potentially could get. I'm willing to, you know, put a pin in some things right now to eventually avoiding the complete shutdown that Italy is having right now. And again, I'm no expert on this. Go, what's that, Nick? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So I guess it was a fake account. Nick Fryer said that the Gobert and Moutier thing was from a fake account.
Okay, we'll double check that here during the break. But they're also saying that the teams are still in quarantine at the building, still in quarantine, and the teams have not been let out of the locker room. And we'll double check the Gobert Moutier thing in a second. Although I saw a blue check mark. Maybe it was a fake account, but it was a blue check mark. I didn't say... to be fair, I didn't say they had coronavirus, but there's a reporter from Oklahoma City suggesting they were going to get tested for that. But I will double check it here during the break. Let's go to Jeff in North Attleboro. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up?
So what I'm confused about is, like, why didn't we do this when it came to, like, H1N1, the swine flu, right? Which killed 10,000 more people than have already died in America already, or, a 1,000 plus people, right? We didn't shut stuff down. And, just based on science, like, we just have only so few cases. I know it's a big number to the most people, but when you consider the population, like, it's got to grow for scientists to actually figure out what's going on, right? And then that's
Jeff, not at a rate that affects the healthcare system where there's not enough beds for the people. So we had a healthcare worker call earlier and paint the picture where, look, there's like 25 ventilators for people to breathe in a hospital. You get 100 right. people in there that need that to breathe, and that's one of the symptoms of this. Then you got to pick and choose who gets a ventilator. So it's the healthcare systems being completely overwhelmed because we didn't do a good job of having social distancing to slow it down during this period right now. That's the issue.
So the issue is that we didn't take care of it early enough, and we frightened people into, like, thinking that every time they get a cough that they got to go and check for the coronavirus? Is that what you're saying?
Jeff, who's saying that?
I, No, that's what I'm getting at. It's like all these people are coming in there, and like how many people are testing positive or even close to it? Well, they get a cough and they go in there. It's this like
Jeff. That's not Jeff. Jeff, you're just talking nonsense. Thanks for your call, but I mean, no one is saying that. The symptoms are for a lot of people having a hard time breathing, and they need ventilators. Meanwhile, breaking news from Shams from Yahoo Sports: Utah Jazz All-Star Rudy Gobert has tested positive for the coronavirus. Sources tell The Athletic and Stadium. Sources say Gobert is feeling good, strong, and stable, was feeling strong enough to play tonight. Well, I mean, that does it. I mean, unbelievably, Gobert was the guy 2 days ago who, making light of this, touched every one of the reporters' microphones and mic flags and phones that were recording his interview right after a media session.
And he played here last week.
That's an excellent point.
I was at that game, so.
Well, you can go home now, Dylan. Goodbye. They were here last week. How many games have they played since then? I mean, go back and we can go through that. So all those teams will be quarantined because Gobert tested positive. This will be it. The NBA has played their last game of the 2020 season, at least the regular season, okay? They'll shut down the regular season. They'll figure out the postseason. But we said this earlier. If a player tested positive, that would be it. So I don't know. Do we know if Gobert did any the travel of Gobert, who has any idea? Who knows? But, I mean, it would suggest, you know, if he had not traveled overseas, then it was an airborne, you know, community transmission that he got here on our soil.
Well, they did play the Raptors on Monday in Utah, though. But they played the Raptors on Monday.
Okay, so again, well, there's a whole list of teams now we can go the last, I guess, 14 days, essentially. So Rudy Gobert is the first professional athlete to test positive for the coronavirus. This makes sense now to set the scene, and we'll get to a break and come back and get to your phone calls. We'll see what you guys think. Does the NBA play another game this year? Should they play another game this year? 617-779-7937. So the way the story was explained by ESPN, a trainer ran out on the court and stopped action before it started tonight. So is that to say that trainer knew the virus came back as a positive test for Gobert? I guess. You don't do that unless you know. Like, there's got to be video somewhere of the trainer sprinting onto the court. Gobert's got it! He tested positive! Stop the game! Also, the PA announcer said we're all safe, didn't he?
Do we know that? He did, but I guess he lied.
Do we know that for sure now? Was everybody safe? So, game postponed, Rudy Gobert, Utah Jazz, testing positive. This feels like it's it for the NCAA tournament. Feels like it's it, in my opinion, for the NBA regular season, and probably a lot of sports regular season now going forward. 617-779-7937, the phone number. You can jump in on Twitter at MuttMutweei. We'll get the latest in the trending next.
OMF, weekdays from 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, well, here we go. From Shams 2 seconds ago, the NBA has suspended its season. That's a blue check mark. That is 739,000 followers. Just double check two or three times. 3,000 retweets. We are tweeting right now. The NBA has suspended its season. And away we go. We said off the top show tonight, go back and listen to the first segment. The minute a player tests positive, that's the season from there. And according to Shams, the NBA suspended its season. He's a senior writer for The Athletic and Stadium. I said Yahoo before, but Shams, NBA insider. Let's see here. Oh, do I have a press release? Here we go. The NBA announcing that a player on the Utah Jazz has preliminarily tested. That's a tough word. 3, 2, 1. The NBA announced that a player on the Utah Jazz has preliminarily tested positive for COVID-19. The test result was reported shortly prior to tip-off tonight between Jazz and Oklahoma City at the Chesapeake Energy Arena. At that time, tonight's game was canceled. The affected player was not in the arena. That's a good sign. So I guess they were safe. Player was not in the arena. The NBA is suspending gameplay following the conclusion of tonight's schedule for games until further notice. The NBA will use this hiatus to determine next steps moving forward in regards to the coronavirus pandemic. So Rudy Gobert tests positive. The NBA just announced seconds ago they're suspending their season. The latest coming up here on Mud at Night on WEEI. Meanwhile, NCAA tournament, no fans for now. Although now the NBA is postponed, we'll see what everyone else does. But for now, NCAA tournament's going to go on. Men's and women's basketball, no fans in the stands.
August madness, can't wait.
Should be fun. Other issues with coronavirus. Washington State's on a shutdown. No gatherings over 250 people. The Mariners have to move some home games out of that state. First month of the season. The Warriors and, oh, forget the Warriors. That thing's done. First time in 258 years, New York City has canceled the city's St. Patrick's Day parade. Rick Stroud of the Tampa Bay Times reports the Bucks will go all in for free agent Tom Brady, saying it's not fact, not fantasy. It is the plan. But the breaking news tonight, Rudy Gobert of the Utah Jazz testing positive for coronavirus. The NBA announces minutes later they are postponing, they're suspending gameplay, they're suspending the season, and they'll use the hiatus to determine the next steps for moving forward in regards to the coronavirus pandemic. The latest and your reaction next Mud at Night.
Now, Mud at Night on WEEI.
Game tonight has been postponed. You're all safe. And take your time in leaving the arena tonight and do so in an orderly fashion. Thank you for coming out tonight. We are all safe.
That was the PA announcer in Oklahoma City as the Thunder Jazz game postponed. And now the rest of the NBA season has been suspended. It's Mud at Night. Your phone call is coming up. Brian Barrett will be here at 10 going until 1 a.m. reacting to, honestly, one of the craziest half hours of radio that I've ever done. We open the half hour playing President Trump telling the country that they're not going to allow people to fly in, come in from Europe for the next 30 days, and that they are going to, you know, give some assistance to companies and small businesses for how coronavirus is going to affect them, these tax breaks, and how that's going to work out. 5 minutes later, there's a report that Rudy Gobert tests positive for coronavirus. 2 minutes after that, it's confirmed, and 2 minutes after that, the NBA suspends its season.
I mean, talk about news.
I'm sure I sounded flustered going through that, folks, and I apologize, but there's so much stuff. My goal is to try to bring people the live stuff as it's happening. And so I'm sure it came across as sometimes a little bit of fluster, but realize we are dealing with, in about a half hour, as much breaking news as you could possibly do in radio. It's why radio and live TV are the best. Trump shuts down flights from Europe. Rudy Gobert tests positive, and then the NBA season suspended. None of these things are good things, but it just came at you so fast over the course of 30 or 35 minutes. I'll read you again the press release from the NBA Communications. The NBA announcing that a player on the Utah Jazz testing positive for COVID-19. The test result was reported shortly prior to the tip-off of tonight's game between the Jazz and Oklahoma City Thunder at Chesapeake Energy Arena. It's tough to say. At that time, tonight's game was canceled. The affected player was not in the arena. The NBA is suspending gameplay following the conclusion of tonight's schedule of games until further notice. The NBA will use this hiatus to determine next steps for moving forward in regard to the coronavirus pandemic. Do we have Woj on ESPN? This was Adrian Wojnarowski minutes ago on NBA suspending their season.
Ryan, thanks. And Woj, I turn to you. What can you tell me? How'd this happen?
Well, Rudy Gobert has tested positive for the coronavirus. That was learned in Oklahoma City prior to that game between the Jazz and the Thunder. Right now, the Thunder and Jazz, I'm told, are both quarantined in that arena, and the NBA has made the decision. They have just announced that they are suspending play, finishing after tonight's games. They're going to let tonight's games finish, but starting tomorrow, NBA play is suspended. And then the league is going to use that hiatus to decide their next steps, how they'll go forward. But this is the last night of NBA games for the foreseeable future.
So good job by Woj directly on the story. And look, these are the facts. We just gave you, you know, 5 minutes of facts coming out of the break here. And if you want to react to this, if you want to say the NBA overreacted, I think you're out of your mind. A player tested positive, which means that team's got to be quarantined for a couple of weeks. The teams they played against, in fact, he played here in Boston just last week. They've played the Thunder here tonight. They played in Utah. They played the Raptors. They played the Knicks with the Celtics over the last couple of weeks. So I have no problem whatsoever with the NBA shutting down. They needed to do this. The minute that Rudy Gobert tested positive, you suspend the season. There is too much we don't know right now. There is too much still to figure out. There is no vaccine for this, folks. It ain't the flu. And you can sit there on your, you know, you can say how weak we are as a country and the overreaction to it, like a caller did last segment. We're going to look back and say it was probably an underreaction, you know, from China and Italy, that we didn't do enough. And the president didn't close the borders fast enough. And we didn't do enough in terms of, you know, keeping people away from each other. Social distancing, Nick LaPan. Social distancing, Dylan.
I'm all for it. I've been training for my entire life.
Meanwhile, Dylan was at the Celtics game. Gobert was there. He might have it. Get him out of there.
He's behind here with me.
Get him out of there. So we've given you facts so far. Here's my opinion. The NBA canceling their season. I'm sorry. I keep saying canceling. The NBA suspending their season puts massive pressure on the NCAA to cancel the NCAA tournament. And I don't know if they will, because they announced today they'll play in front of no fans for the tournament. But if I had to bet, and I am a betting man, I would bet now the NCAA tournament announces at some point tomorrow they are canceling the NCAA basketball tournament, men's and women's. I don't know that for a fact, but it seems like the prudent thing to do. How do they play games in college if the NBA is suspending their season? And don't tell me there's not a player out there that's going to test positive in the next couple of days and weeks if it hasn't happened already in one of these conference tournaments, which are going on right now. The NHL's in the same boat. Major League Baseball, I honestly don't know. I need to do more research between tonight and tomorrow as to whether or not an outdoor facility like Fenway Park or an outdoor baseball stadium is different than being inside. Does baseball have some more flexibility on this? Meanwhile, what also happened during that half hour, Nick, you forgot to mention, Tom Hanks tested positive
for coronavirus. I thought you were giving me false information.
Yeah, I don't give out, well, I can't lie, I've been tricked before. But both guys I read tonight have blue check marks. We got the Shams thing exactly when it happened, correct?
2 seconds. I think it was before two seconds. But you had it before anybody else.
Hey, Nick Fryer. Pipe down over there. It's not my first time on the air. I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to check the blue check mark. I'm going to click the page and go to the guy's account first. Okay. What is Fryer doing?
I don't know. I was being relayed information.
Jesus, Nick. You're better than that. So the NBA has suspended their season. No word yet from the NHL. No word yet from the NCAA tournament. Meanwhile, the video you haven't seen yet is Rudy Gobert touching all the microphones. 2 days ago, there was a, you know, media availability. She jokingly touched all the microphones and the phones, everything else, as a way to sort of push back a coronavirus. Turns out he has it.
Scal kind of mocked it last night with his pregame interview with Stevens.
Aren't you glad he stayed away now from Stevens?
He was a full 6 feet away.
All right, let's get some phone calls in here. 617-779-7937, the phone number. Twitter and Instagram at Mutt, M-U-T, W-E-E-I. Scott's in Weymouth. Hi, Scotty.
Oh, my God. Thank you for taking the call. Where do I begin? Where?
I don't know. You go ahead, man.
Wouldn't incredible. By the way, I coined this phrase, and I will take credit for this. Overreaction is the most common reaction. It's ridiculous. Now, Mayor Marty Whiskey Walsh.
Scott, what's the overreaction? What's the overreaction?
Yes. Are you kidding me? Do I have to tell you?
I'm asking you to explain.
The St. Patrick's Day Parade. Are you kidding me?
Yep. What's wrong with that?
The man is on his neck.
What's wrong with that?
You're not going to let me talk.
Goodbye, Scott. I can't hear Scott. Scott's, your phone's terrible. Scott, if you call back and fix your phone, I'll put you to the front of the line. Because I want to hear what we're overreacting about. That I want to know. Kyle's in Lowell on Rudy Gobert. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, how's it going? I've been listening for the past 30 minutes now about all these crazy updates.
What an hour, Kyle and Lowell. Real. Wow.
So quick, three things came into my mind real quick. First one, I joked. The guys did the morning show. They joked about if Tom Hanks ever got the coronavirus, how the country would have gone into a panic. So it's hilarious that they brought him up.
Is that the name number they brought two. Up? Hanks? Oh, they yep, brought that they up brought on Greg's up. Show? There you go.
Yeah. Number two. I watched the Celtics play the Jazz last week, and let me tell you, I would notice Rudy Gobert looked like he was struggling to get up and down the floor. Like that was not the Rudy Gobert Defensive Player of the Year. That was, you know, like, did nobody else realize that?
And I didn't see. I was not paying attention enough. I was on the air Friday against. Well, I was on the air during the game, so I was not watching closely. But you're saying you could tell he looked sick during that game, Kyle.
and I didn't even bring it up first. I was watching the game with my uncle, and he mentioned it. And I'm pretty, you know, I have a basketball fan, and I did.
Sure.
And I said, you know what? You're right. Maybe he's injured. Maybe he's sick or something. But never thought of the coronavirus. So that was crazy when they said his name, because first thing, second thing came in my head. So, and then the last thing is I got $400, $500 invested in the Celtics tickets at the end of the year. What's going to go on with that? So I'd just like to hear your opinion on that.
Kyle, I think in the case of those tickets, thanks for the call, buddy. I think the team's going to refund you. And here's my opinion on how it's going to work. This is a don't hold me to this first reaction opinion. I think what the NBA will do, look that up. Can you look up when the last regular season game is for me, Nick? Because what I would suggest, I think it's like 18, 19, 20 games left. Dylan, does that sound right? Like a 20 games left per team? 19 games, 18 games left?
Yeah, somewhere in that ballpark.
So late April, the playoffs start, I think. So that's like 6 weeks from now. I think what's going to happen is they're going to say, wherever you're seated right now, that's where you go into the NBA playoffs. If you're the one seed now, you go in as the one. You're the two, you're the two.
Just the inverse of the lockout season, basically.
Maybe do it that way. Nick, what?
Season ends April 15th.
So it's a month. So between now and then, there are no more games played. Forget in front of fans, there are no games played. The league announced tonight they're suspending the season. And the NHL and the NCAA tournament, I feel like, are next. And so you'll get to the postseason, and you'll go in as the seed you are now. And they'll play the postseason as expected with the new restrictions they'll have. They'll take people's temperature at games. There'll be gloves at games. There'll be soap at games. All this stuff. And you'll be refunded your regular season tickets or given an option to buy playoff tickets, is my guess on how it's going to work. Does that make sense, Nick? I mean, that's my first guess about how they try to get through between now and make sure they have an NBA Finals.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to just suspend it 2 weeks and then pick up where we left off.
No, it's going to be a month. And forget at this point, forget playing regular season games. Just try to get yourself in a spot to go to the postseason. And the problem for the NCAA tournament is it's a once a year event. You've already said no fans. So I it's going to be a tough thing to pull off. Chris in Boston. Chris, you're next up on Mud at Night, WEEI.
Hey, how you doing, bud?
Chris, how you doing, buddy?
I'm actually calling because I'm originally from the North End, and I still have family that's over in Italy. And, excuse me.
Sure.
We actually got a Facebook message. It was actually a friend of my cousin that sent it over. He's in one of the villages that's quarantined. And this also goes with one of those last callers that spoke about how, you know, overreaction and this, that, and the other thing. Well, they're following how we're handling it over here.
Yep.
And I have this long Facebook message. I'd love to send it to you if I could.
Sure.
But it talks about how, you know, you guys shouldn't downplay it. Take it very serious because he mentioned people think this is a third world country and that, you know, it's dirty, but they actually have good health care. They're clean. It's just that they downplayed it and they're in a lot of trouble now. So it was kind
of
like
a lot of trouble, Chris. I'll let you finish, but I mean, a lot of trouble. Their entire country is shut down right now. The only stores open for the foreseeable future are grocery stores and pharmacies. That's it.
Exactly. Exactly. And he said, if we don't take it serious and actually, you know, come down on it, then it's going to happen to us. Now, I don't know if it'll happen on that level, but they're worried that it could happen to us because of the way it's being downplayed. So I don't understand how this has been, you know, it's over-exaggerated and stuff like that. This is serious. I mean, a professional sport has just been stopped. I mean, like, let's really take a look at what's going on. This is a serious issue. It's very scary. And coming from someone that's quarantined right now, I'm really nervous about it.
Chris, I appreciate your input, man. I hope everyone's okay, and you and your family. Thanks for the phone call. Brian's in Rhode Island. Let's get him in before the break. Hey, Brian.
Hey, what's up, man? Dude, just want to say, I've been listening to you. I just came home from work. You have crushed it. You have breaking stories left and right. You are a radio god right now. You've covered all your bases. And by the way, you're not going on vacation with your family. Smart. You have your finger on the pulse. And the fact is, you've nailed everything and you've done everything right. So don't let those guys tell you what you're doing wrong.
Oh, they're idiots, especially Andy Hart, Brian. Thanks for the call. Let's save that call. Send that to the program director, Nick. Let's get that to Joe Zarbano. Make sure he knows that I think the call line said I crushed the world tonight, Dylan. Well put. Let's let the bosses know that in a time of major panic in our country, a time of breaking news, that I was the Walter Cronkite of Boston.
We'll break it up for performance reviews.
I'm not saying that, but other people are saying that it was like listening to Walter Cronkite between 9:10 and 9:53 tonight. I'm not saying that. Other people are. Now, am I telling you that I'm leaving this job tonight to go to CNN to report live news full time? I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying that's kind of like the last half hour. I mean, last 45 minutes now. And I'm glad Brian said it correctly. I did crush the world. Quick break. We'll come back. It's Mud at Night. And between now and then, we'll see if they cancel anything else.
Now back to Mud at Night on WEEI.
Pretty appropriate given the last hour of radio here, Mud at Night. I can honestly say that is the wildest hour radio I've ever done. And been in radio in some way, shape, or form since 2002. And between Trump and Gobert and the NBA and Tom Hanks and now the NHL, which is there's some reports suggesting they are not going to suspend as of yet. They're going to make an announcement tonight, but it doesn't sound like going to suspend, but it's got players and tested positive yet. Minute a player tests positive, that's going
to
be it.
The NHL is no stranger to stuff like that. They had a mumps outbreak a couple years ago.
This is going to get wild, folks. Brian Barrett's coming up. He'll have the latest on all this stuff. Looking forward to his reaction. If you want to jump in with Brian, do so right now. Your thoughts on the NBA suspending its season until further notice. What's next? NCAA tournament, NHL. What would you do? 617-779-7937. The phone number. Call Brian early and often on the show tonight. Tomorrow, more of this, I'm sure. Tommy Kern expected to join us here on the program. Good job, Nick. Excellent job, Dylan, is going to be producing Brian's show tonight, helping out as well. And I'm sure full coverage tomorrow morning of all this stuff beginning at 6. But Brian Barrett's next. Stay tuned. We're back tomorrow at 6. Goodbye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.